This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 23rd, 2023. Well, here it comes, ARRL 2023 Field Day. Get ready to tune in the world. ARRL 2023 Field Day weekend is just about here. This year's event will begin at 1800 UTC on Saturday, June 24th, and run until 2059 UTC on Sunday, June 25th. ARRL's Field Day webpage has all of the last-minute information you'll need to make Field Day fun and safe to help prepare you for 2 days of great contact opportunities. The webpage also includes a link to the ARRL Field Day Facebook group where you can share information and ask questions. ARRL will be live streaming Field Day weekend on YouTube from W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Station at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. Find the link to our live stream at www.arrl.org/live. We plan to check in with Field Day sites from around the country, and we'll also feature social media posts tagged with the hashtag ARRLFD. And if you use ARRLFD hashtag, you can receive 100 bonus points. An important part of Field Day is making sure your friends, family, and neighbors know what Field Day is all about and why it's important. You can do that by making phone calls or sending emails, inviting everyone to watch and listen. And once you get them out to the event, let them experience the joy of making contacts via the Get on the Air GOTA station. And when you get folks interested in amateur radio, remember the many resources that ARRL offers to help get them licensed. Our Getting Licensed webpage outlines the pathway from observer to ham. Our ARRL Ham Radio License Manual will provide everything they need to know about getting licensed and getting on the air. And the ARRL Learning Center is a valuable resource as well. Local amateur radio groups have also found unique ways to publicize Field Day activities. The Jupiter Tequesta Repeater Group was able to grab some airtime on iHeart radio station WJNO in West Palm Beach, Florida. Their 10-minute interview about Field Day aired on June 15, 2023, and you can listen to it at ARRL.org. Grab your gear, get ready, be part of ARRL Field Day 2023. AMSAT Field Day on the satellites is queued up and ready to go as well. 2023 AMSAT Field Day is held concurrently with ARRL Field Day, and the hours are the same. The event begins at 1800 UTC on Saturday, June 24th, and runs until 2059 UTC on Sunday, June 25th. The rules are different, though, for AMSAT, and you can find out all of the rules and information by contacting their website at AMSAT, the Amateur Radio Society Satellite Corporation, at amsat.org. The FCC's universal licensing system is up and running, but with some issues. The electronic batch filing system has not yet been restored. On Wednesday morning, June 21st, 2023, the FCC reported the universal licensing system, known as ULS, and supporting systems, according to an email distributed to VEC organizations. However, as of 3 p.m. on Thursday, June 22nd, the electronic batch filing system, or EBF, used by VEC organizations in filing exam sessions, individual applications, and club applications, was still not available as promised. Unfortunately, this means license applications for new and upgraded licenses and individual and club license filings still cannot be uploaded in the system for issuance. You can read the full story at ARRL.org, and for the latest information, watch the ARRL news feed. Ham Radio, one of the largest amateur events in the world, kicks off the 46th International Amateur Radio Exhibition in Friedrichshafen, Germany, June 23rd through the 25th, 2023. Ham Radio is a platform for radio enthusiasts to get together and exchange information and experiences. The event features commercial exhibitors, worldwide networked associations, and Europe's largest radio flea market, with more than 300 participants from 16 countries. ARRL is an active member and participate at Ham Radio and will be represented at the 2023 event. This year's theme, We're All About STEM, is a reference to science, technology, engineering, and math disciplines that have been integrated into education to help students better prepare for a changing world. We're pleased to have added a career day to the well-established concept of fascinating lectures, live radio contact events, and exams for the first time this year, said Project Manager Petra Rathgerber. After all, in the field of amateur radio, it's perfectly suited to teaching interested children and young people about natural sciences and awakening an enthusiasm for technology in them. You could read more about Ham Radio 23 at their event website. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has sent in his weekly AMSAT report, and he says, this week we have an interesting challenge for you. This comes to us from the European Space Agency, or ESA, and the S5 lab. The 1U CubeSat, LEDSat, was launched in August 2021, and you can now get a personalized QSL card from the ESA Education Office and the LEDSat team. And here's how to do that. From June 26th through the July 30th, starting at 0000 Universal Coordinated Time, the satellite will be on for 24 hours, then off for 24 hours. While it is on, you need to send a message through the digipeter to PI9ESA, or ESA Education Office, ESTEC, Ground Group Station. When they successfully receive your message, you will get your QSL card. They've created a software package and user manual for connecting to the digipeter. It is available at the LEDSat website. Go to www.s5lab.space. Click on the LEDSat in the upper right-hand corner, then click on the digipeter in the upper right-hand corner. You can read all about the challenge and scroll all the way down to the bottom for the link to the download file. You be sure to check the website for a list of passes that they will be monitoring. The uplink is on 435.310 MHz, and the downlink is 435.190 MHz. This is a GMSK using a CSP plus GOLE plus ASM AX100 MOV5 protocol at 1200 baud. Now, if you missed all of that, it is in the manual, and the software will take care of most of the work. Good luck, and hope you can earn a special QSL card. Thanks, Bruce, for this week's report. The Dave Calder Memorial Youth DX Adventure is proud to announce that the special event station, W3Y, will be in operation on July 29, 2023. The K3LR Contest Group is hosting this event at their station, and the trip is being sponsored by the Dayton Amateur Radio Association. This is the first time the Dave Calder Memorial Youth DX Adventure special event station will be hosted in the USA. K3LR is considered to be one of the largest stations in the world, and this adventure is expected to be truly special for the Dave Calder kids and their parents. The Dave Calder Memorial Youth DX Adventure is an organization that sends young hams ages 12 to 17 and a parent on a summer de-expedition. The organization is named in remembrance of Dave Calder, W80CP. He's a silent key now who passed away in 2023. You can listen for W3Y on July 29th for an opportunity to make QSOs. The opportunity team is currently being formed, and more information will be available soon. The organization is anticipating a team of 4 to 5 youth operators. And if you need more information, contact Jim Storms, AB8YK, at ab8yk@hotmail.com for any questions or additional information. Michelle Thompson, W5NYV, co-founder and CEO of the Open Research Institute, or ORI, has been selected as a 2023 honoree for the Women of Influence in Engineering section, published by the San Diego Business Journal. That publication celebrates female trailblazers and highlights their careers and accomplishments. Thompson has been an amateur radio operator for more than 25 years and was drawn to the hobby by her father and grandfather, who were also amateur radio operators. We were a family of tinkerers, and my dad and granddad were always fixing and building things, including amateur radios, said Thompson. Because of their influence, I was drawn to the vocation of helping people navigate difficult rules and regulations that impeded their learning and success. In 2020, Thompson founded ORI, a non-profit research and development organization that provides all of its work to the general public under the principles of open source and open access research. She is responsible for amateur radio satellite service regulatory reform and is a member of the FCC Technological Advisory Council. Thompson is also chair of the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, IEEE, San Diego section, and she founded the IEEE Information Theory Society as well as the local open source digital radio group. Thompson serves the ARRL Field Organization Southwestern Division as a technical specialist for the San Diego section. She is also an ARRL Life member. The Hurricane Watch Net, known as HWN, continues to monitor the progress of Tropical Storm Brett. Bobby Graves, KB5-HAV, Hurricane Watch Net manager and webmaster, reports that as of 1500 Universal Coordinated Time yesterday, Brett was located about 130 miles east-northeast of Barbados and about 200 miles east of St. Lucia, with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. Movement was to the west at 14 miles per hour. Brett is well within the 300-mile activation range for a hurricane. The current forecast, though, keeps Brett just below the Category 1 hurricane strength. However, Brett could produce winds as well above 75 miles per hour. The HWN will remain monitoring in the standby mode should Brett intensify into hurricane status, and the HWN will announce plans for activation via their email distribution and website homepage at www.hwn.org. The HWN is prepared, ready to serve, and ready to do what they can to help save lives. For additional updates, watch the ARRL news at ARRL.org. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. On their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including June 28th through July 4th, Maryland, W1AW/3, July 28th through July 4th in Illinois, W1AW/9, July 5th through July 13th, Hawaii, W1AW/KH6, and July 12th through July 18th, Wisconsin, W1AW/9, and in Utah, W1AW/7. So upcoming contest to be aware of on June 22nd, the RSGB 80-meter club champ single sideband, that's phone. On June 24th, the UFT QRP contest, CW there. June 24th through the 25th, His Majesty King of Spain contest, phone. July 24th through the 25th as well, it's the ARRL Field Day, every mode there, CW phone and digital. June 26th, the RSGP FT4 contest, that's FT4. And on June 28th, the SKCC Sprint contest, that is CW. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions for June 23rd through the 25th is Ham Radio in Friedrichshafen, Germany. July 8th, it's the SVARC Summer Ham Fest in Minot, hosting the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention. That's in Minot, North Dakota. July 15th, the SEARC Tailgate Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL South Dakota Section Convention. That's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And on July 29th, it's the CVARC 2023 Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Pennsylvania State Convention. That's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And finally this week, thanks to the Nightcrawlers Net in Chicago, Illinois, for airing the ARRL news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.